Let's pray. Father, thank you so much because you've already shown yourself strong. You've already come. You're here right now. And I ask you, Father, to help us to come back into your presence, away from all the stuff that I just said, and to step back into you because you're what matters more than any event, more than any announcement. You are our audience of one. And we thank you, Lord, for this day. Have your way. Say what you want to say. In Jesus' name, amen. Just wondering, when I go to Thailand, which I will be, I've felt the prompting of the Lord that I'm supposed to go there and prayer walk it, see what's going on. When I go, would anybody be interested in going with me? Raise your hand. I want to see if there is any interest. Okay. I have no idea what it may look like or how long or how much or any of that kind of stuff, but just thought I would ask. So this week has been a booger for me. How about you? Anybody else? Who had a week they're glad is over? Okay, let me say it another way. Who had a week that you are not wanting to repeat this week? Okay. Yeah, me too. Me too. Earlier when we were worshiping and praying, I heard the Lord saying today that there's someone here, and I believe more than one, who is so hurt and so hurting, maybe physically, maybe spiritually, I don't know, but it's as if a bone is out of socket. Not a strain, full-blown dislocation. And I want to tell you, the Lord is doing the work. The Lord is doing the work, but you have to let go and let him do it. He's going to pop it back, whatever it is. He's going to do it. It's like an animal when it's wounded is the most dangerous. And they often would not allow you to do what needs to be done. I'm asking you to allow God to do what needs to be done. Because he wants to do it. So if that's you, let go and let him do what he wants to do. Let him pop and restore what's out of place. Amen? All right. So we've been working all week. I've been working all week. And things have been different for me this week. And God is on the move here at Lift, and I so want to be in tune with what he's wanting to do. And in the midst of me creating my message slides and putting my stuff together yesterday, my computer crashed. And I hadn't synced or done anything like that. So I got to spend some time reinstalling the operating system. Fortunately, all of my things are there except for this. And so I was having such a difficult time with this week's sermon, that I finally said, okay, Lord, you didn't like that one. Because Jesus saves. So, I want you to turn in your Bibles, because there's going to be nothing on the screen, to the Gospel of John. Gospel of John. We're going to be in chapter 10. Chapter 10 is the parable of the Good Shepherd. And Jesus is relating that he is the good shepherd. We don't have an understanding, really, of what shepherd means. I've had people tell me, you're a pastor, you're a shepherd. And it's like, how many shepherds do you know? Because I don't think we really understand shepherds and how shepherds operated in that day. So when they're making references to shepherds, when Jesus was making references to being a shepherd or whatever, I don't think we fully grasp what that was. Normally, it was a 24/7 type of job. And unless most of the time sheep were being groomed for their wool, not to be eaten. I mean, I know there were times when they did sacrifices and, you know, Passover and that kind of stuff. And so a shepherd may spend years with the same sheep and know them very, very well. Know them by name. Maybe have names for all of them. Do you think the Lord has names for all of us besides Randy and Kelly? We read in here one day that he has a name only for us that we don't even know that he's going to reveal to us. Do y'all remember that? You should go listen to that. That's not today. But he's talking about shepherds. It's the parable of the good shepherd. And I want you to go to chapter 10, verse 10. Actually, I'm going to start at 7. So Jesus said to them again, since he already said, I'm not going to repeat it. Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep do not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The sheep fold typically at night would involve an area. It could be within a town. It could be out, normally not in the fields and wide open, but would usually involve four walls or an enclosure with one doorway, but not necessarily a door. And the shepherd would be the door. The shepherd would lay at the door, would guard the door. When nobody coming in, nobody going out, except past the shepherd, okay? And Jesus is saying, I'm that door. I'm that door. He will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. In other words, there'll be protection because of me, and there'll be provision because of me. But I'm the door, all right? Then 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. That they may have life and have it abundantly. Earlier today we were singing and we were saying, Kathy was singing, do a new thing. You're going to do a new thing. And I believe in the new. It's spring. We always have thoughts of new, fresh, recreate in me a clean heart, God, right? I mean, newness, freshness, newness, newness, newness. But I want you to understand something. I want you to understand something. This new thing was the first thing that he said already. It's new to us because we forget that this is his declaration. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. I did not have an abundant life this week. Oh, it was abundant. But it wasn't God's abundance. You see, abundance is not how much money you have in the bank. Abundance is not your things, how much stuff. His abundance is different than that. How different, you say, Pastor Randy? Well, next verse. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. The wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and is not concerned about the sheep. I am. It was such a good word that Pastor Grant brought at Encounter, I believe it was. Was it Encounter? Of when the guards came to arrest Jesus. And one of our Gospels gives an account that they came and they ask, and he said, Jesus said, who are you seeking? And they said who they were seeking, and he said, I am he. And when he said, I am, they all fell down. The power of that statement wiped them out. He didn't go, get down. He just said, I am. Here he's saying it again. And I think it has the same power. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. And even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep, I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd. There's a lot of theory about what that particular passage means, but I know this. I wasn't of that flock in that day, but I am of his flock in this day, and I'm still in his sheepfold. Right? For this reason, the Father loves me because I laid down my life so that I may take it again. See, they didn't kill him. He laid down his life. He gave his life so that he may take it. Now I want you to jump down. Jump down to, hey, where'd my things go? Oh, go to John 14. John 14. It's kind of hard on an electronic Bible. All right, John 14. We're going to go to verse number 5. Jesus had already said, I go and prepare a place for you. I go and prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you to myself. That's verse 3. That where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. And Thomas spoke up and said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way. Oh, wait, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So my title today, if I had a title, would be, get off of your butt and let's move to but God. Jesus said, but through me. You see, I have a but for everything. When someone comes to me and says, you should do this or do that, and it could be a word of the Lord for what we should do. But something inside of me has to push back, it seems like, and say, but what about this? What about that? I really think you should go to that marriage night. But I don't have time to do that. But my kids won't do well with people they don't know. But I am tired on Mondays. And Monday is my night when I... Perhaps you should go to the Kansas City Rescue Mission and help feed the ladies. But I don't even know how to cook well at home. Why would I help cook something like that? You need to lead a group in your home. You need to be praying with some people in your home. But my house is not nice enough. But I'm not a leader. But I don't have enough money. But I don't have time. But I'm not worthy. But I'm a sinner. Get off your butt. And let's move to but God. Let's move to where Jesus says, no one comes to the Father but through me. And when things come our way and they're tough, and you got tough stuff. I know because you're telling them to me. And I have tough stuff. But through him, through Christ, nothing's impossible. Nothing's impossible. We sang over and over and over, he has not won a battle yet. Why are we so filled? Did I say it backwards? What did I say? I'm sorry, Lord. But it would have been a cool illustration if lightning hit me, right? And he would have said, "You goof. What are you doing here early?" But through me, go down to verse 11. Believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. We need to move from believing because somebody told us to reading it, praying about it, and watching him do it on our behalf. But I don't know if I can do this. You can't. You're right. You can't. Verse 12. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. Sorry, it's in the Word. Greater works. But God. But through Christ. But God, right? Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. He said that. Do you understand? He said that to you and I. But I have prayed. Yeah, you have. I've prayed and it didn't come true. Yes, I know that. I'm aware of that. But God. But God. So don't pray anymore, because it might happen. Don't do it. It's like some of you would go, "Well, I'm going to buy a lottery ticket. Probably won't win." But you can't win if you don't play. You've said that. Some of you. Not all of you. You can't do greater works if all you do is hide behind your big butts. Don't quote me on that. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Now, here's the part that is, and I'm closing. That's crazy. And I'm closing. Here's the part. Jesus knew you and I could not handle that kind of talk. He knew it. You know how he knew you and I could not handle this kind of talk? You're going to pray, you're going to ask me. I'm with my Father. My Father's with me. How do we know what the Father looks like? Have you not been with me? If you see me, you've seen the Father. I long for the day when the world sees you and they see the Father. They see you and they see Christ. I believe they do it now. It's just we got to refocus our eyes on who we are and whose we are. How do I know Jesus knew we couldn't handle this kind of information? Because his disciples couldn't handle this kind of information. And they were with him day in and day out, saw him do things, wonderful things, amazing things, and they still said, how can this be, Lord? How are we gonna do that? How's that going to happen? So he gave us this next verse. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. I want you to understand that when Jesus asked the Father for something, he does it. This was the plan. This was the plan all along. They just didn't get together and go, "What do you think? Think we could come up with like a ghost thing and maybe do like a drone proxy thing, kind of? Maybe we could do that." No, Holy Spirit was there in the beginning. Let us make man in our image. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I can't explain it. I can't understand it. But I know this. It was the plan. Jesus knew we needed a helper. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you. How long? Forever. Does that mean Holy Spirit's going to be with us in heaven? Yeah, I think that's what that means. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. But you know him. When you start talking about Holy Spirit stuff, half, not in this church, but in most churches, half the people, they glaze over. Either they don't have an understanding, or more than likely, they've had a really poor instance with church people concerning the Holy Spirit. I have a friend named Elijah Tindall. He's a comedian, Christian, and he does clubs, and he does events, and he does churches. He spoke here before, and he tells a story about his grandma taking him to church, and Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, back in the day they called it Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost meetings would happen, and all of a sudden there was some woman in the room that was took off, man. She took off running and running and running, and while she wasn't just running, while she was running, she was yelling this yell, this particular yell. Elijah said it sounded like a Scooby-Doo episode. Because the ghost on Scooby-Doo always had that sound. And he says, Meemaw, or however you say grandma, he's half Mexican. How do you say it? Meemaw? Mija, that's what I was. Mija, Mija, what is that? And she looked at him and she says, oh, that's the Holy Ghost. And his eyes got real big and he looked at her and he said, is he still here? God has a gift for you and I. It's a grace gift. And his name is Holy Spirit. And he is the Spirit of the living God. He's not an it. He's not an idea. He's not a take it or leave it. If you're in a church that's a Holy Ghost church, then you can talk to him and have him in you. And if you're not, if you're in another church, we don't need that anymore. There are those that believe that things came to an end. They're cessationists. They don't believe that a lot of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit that they happen today. But I want you to understand, he didn't come for a short stint. He came to live in you forever and ever and ever. And that's every single believer in Christ. And that is your but through me. How am I going to do it? But through me. Holy Spirit. But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. How will we see him? Holy Spirit, but through me. But I don't know if I'm spiritual enough for that. You're not. That's why he's come to live in you. Move down to 25. These things I have spoken to you while abiding with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Kelly and I were having a discussion. Actually, she was talking to me and I was listening. Because she brought this point up. Ashley, here in our church, if you're not on Dream Team, you need to get on Dream Team here. If you're not on Facebook, this is worth getting on Facebook for. It's a private group. No one else can see it unless you're in that group. No one can see your comments. No one can see how silly you are or not silly or look at all your stuff or whatever, okay? They can't share it. You can't, you know, ask for a prayer thing and then they share it to a bunch of people. It's a private group. It's called Dream Team. And anyone that's on Dream Team can add you if you're friends with them. Raise your hand if you're on Dream Team. I want to see. It's not an exclusive club. It's just a place to go. But you have to be added. And so you can text me. You can call me, whatever. You can Facebook me if you want. But on Dream Team, a discussion come up from Ashley here at Lyft about hell and heaven. and some not understanding some of these verses that are kind of wild. And it was a great discussion, actually. And Pastor Chris says, that's really kind of a hard one to tackle on Facebook. And then he just Ancient of Days slayed that topic. Okay? And my favorite response was Josh Peters. Because Josh Peters replied and said, tackle? That was a sack all the way back to the end zone. Here's my point. Kelly and I were talking about that discussion. Because I have to tell you, the week I had, I couldn't engage in any of that. And so I've already prepared for what I'm going to do Wednesday when I have these tough questions from the kids. I already know I'm going to say, I'm not going to tell you, but I already know what I'm going to say, and it's going to be short and sweet, and I'm going to sit back. You wait for it. Yeah, I am. I'm going to leave it to these giant brainiacs. Here's the thing, though. We said, you know, man, sometimes I don't feel, I wish I had the goods, it seems like, right, to really rightly divide some of these things and understand them. I do. His name is Holy Spirit. I am just sometimes afraid he may require something of me. Maybe that could be your issue. I mean, he surely wouldn't do that, right? He wouldn't ask anything of me. But I'm not, I guess I am. But through him. Folks, we're in a special time right now at Lyft. We're in a time of coming into who we are and knowing who we are, not flaying around wondering what we're going to become. We were like that when we started almost 5 years ago. That's not where we're at right now. We're at a place right now where I'm asking each of you to press in and to get on a first name basis with Holy Spirit who lives inside of you. To be who he's called you to be. And you can't do it without him. You can't. You can't. I've failed so many people. I've had so many people come to me and say that I said this or did that or did this and how it helped them, and I don't recall ever saying any of those things. It was the Spirit of the Lord. But I don't know what's holding you back, because it's not Holy Spirit and it's not Jesus. Could be us. But I'm giving you permission to be who you are. Frightening as that is, because that means I get to be who I am too. And prepare, because we are at the threshold of exciting times of the Lord that requires all of us, every single one of us. And more. And they're coming. And we can't do it without you. Verse 27, and I close with this. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be afraid of. Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, you silence fear. When he says, I am, blah. When we mark the name of Jesus over our situation, like Pastor Chris said, but God, but through him. I want you to bow your heads. Father, we need your peace. If we didn't need it, you wouldn't give it. And I'm so thankful that it's not the kind of peace that the world gives, because it always has strings. Your peace. Your peace is real peace. And that can only happen because your peace lives inside of us. Holy Spirit, because we believe in Jesus and we've asked him to be our Savior, you've come to live inside of us. I don't know how. I don't understand that. But I receive your presence. I receive your power. I need you to remind me of everything Jesus has said, because I cannot remember it on my own. I need you, Holy Spirit, to bring truth in my confusion. I need you, Holy Spirit. But through Christ, I can do all things, right? Through Christ. So with my head bowed, my eyes shut, just me and you, Lord. Speak to me. Holy Spirit, speak to me. Speak to me. I hear a word of encouragement coming to you by Holy Spirit right now. Listen. No fear. Amen. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The same Spirit that rose Christ Jesus from the dead dwells in me. I am the head only and not the tail, like we prayed over baby Christian. I am above only, not beneath. That I'm more than a conqueror through the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Right? Amen. Right? Amen. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through him. So through him is our victory. Through him, no fear. Through him, you step out and be who God called you to be. Finally. I'm gonna close with this. I'm not going to say who it was. Somebody, Sunday night at Encounter, had a freedom moment. Freedom moment. A loud freedom moment. And they got free. And they screamed so loud. It made those Dave Ramsey freedom guys on the radio sound like they were whispering. It's time for you to be free. It's time for you to explode and emerge, into who you are.